Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And happy Tuesday, because this is not just any Tuesday. It's...
Why is that so important, Super Tuesday?
Super Tuesday!
Joe Biden will be sworn in as President of the United States in 1 week because he won the election. And the presidency in this Congress will face immediate challenges that must be addressed. I stand ready to assist in that effort with good faith, goodwill, and an open hand.
Would you come my way?
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk.
Would you come my way?
The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility. Quell the brewing unrest. And ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term.
That was Congressman Kevin McCarthy before he was Speaker, right after January 6th. And maybe some of you, I don't know, maybe saw through this already. Maybe you're already aware of the theory that I'm going to put forward regarding January 6th. And if you are already aware of this timeline, I want to say the timeline is key here. Then you were and you are really paying attention through the entire smoke screen that is going on called January 6th. I'll get to why no more video, right? I think this goes to show you that something is being covered up. What? I can't tell you, but we have an idea. But by this point, Speaker McCarthy promised to have our videos released to us publicly. Remember that promise, right? We haven't seen squat for over a week, and now he's saying he's going to slow roll it, and the media can come to them and view it. So unless you are in the media and have a ticket to the District of Columbia, it doesn't seem like that's going to come true, right? Yesterday, talking about that New York bank that failed, previously dropping Trump's accounts after January 6th because he failed to call in the National Guard, right? All the lies, the FBI and the government. They had advanced knowledge of what was going to be happening there that day. They didn't do anything. Pelosi, why didn't she secure the Capitol Hill complex right there? Why did she deny the request by Trump to call up the National Guard for security, right? Why did the FBI have agent provocateurs in the crowd? We know these things are true. Why, though? Well, it's a mystery. I don't know. What was going on in the Capitol that exact moment? Remember when all the protesters started to show up? What was going on inside the Capitol at that moment, right? Well, there were shrieks from some Republicans that Mike Pence could or should have stepped to the plate. Well, what if I were to lead you in a direction that shows the entire ball game regarding election fraud and the certification of the election? The ball game was happening at the same time the January 6th crowd became a thunderstorm with lightning, right? And that called off the ball game. That was going on inside the U.S. Capitol. That called it off. All that thundering out there. You know, the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning and a flash flood. All the warnings, right? Right out front. The conservative treehouse has a reader named Reggie Tiger. Reggie Tiger. And he gets credit for this. I read his response to a blog, and I just couldn't stop. I couldn't stop reading it. And I went, this guy is a D.C. insider. He has to be. And I mean, I went over this. It's a great timeline, and he spent a great deal reviewing the entire process. And it's really about the bigger constitutional picture here, but it's a brilliant analysis here. And I'm going to walk you actually through this about what was the motive to create that crisis with Pelosi to trigger an emergency session. And it happened to avoid the election certification. They were going to be challenging this. Senator Ted Cruz was going to challenge it. Senator Ron Johnson, they were going to. And this is all in their constitutional rights to do. So how do you stop Congress from delaying the certification of state electoral votes? I might have to refresh you. This was going on then. Well, it requires a crisis. A crisis that's an emergency. An emergency that creates special house rules like the Russians are attacking us, or a hurricane's hitting D.C. at the moment. Literally 3 minutes before two representatives in the House issued a vote for motions to suspend the certification, they were informed by Capitol Police and other, quote, agents that a protest was about to breach the chambers. It was at that time the key people, Pence, Pelosi, Schumer, which way do you want me to run, and Mitch, they were walked out, escorted from the chamber. And that halted the entire chamber process. We will follow here with Reggie Tiger. He said, why was it necessary to halt the process? Well, that was created to eliminate the motion challenges to halt the certification, and then we're going to begin voting to look into the voting irregularities and the fraud. The two motions were completely legal and constitutional, which were about to be put forward. Completely legal and constitutional. He said it's important to remove the process entirely and continue the fraud and certify the fraud with no detractors on record. So if there's no detractor on record, that gives no standing for a Supreme Court of the United States ruling or any appeal that you want to do. And he said, understand this. If those two motions, even just had one successfully been voted, even if the motions were denied in vote, it gives those who presented them standing for a constitutional legal argument before the Supreme Court. So they knew what they had to stop, when they had to stop it. And the writer says, could this have been done any other way other than creating a crisis or a protest? He said, in order to prevent those two motions, it requires that the Speaker of the House, the minority leaders, and the President of the Congress, the Vice President, to not be present in the chambers. So what are you going to do to have to force all those people to suddenly get a message that they have to leave the chambers at that exact moment? Well, once they informed them, they were unilaterally under emergency rules, Pelosi stated, and that suspended the business of the Congress. Protest was necessary. The National Guard had come in. That wouldn't have happened. She couldn't have pulled it off. I'm amazed by this. This opened my eyes. He goes on to write, the crisis was created because there's no other way to suspend the business of certification. By creating a crisis invokes emergency procedures. No other circumstances other than war can create suspension of the certification. Why did the motions, once that the Speaker reconvened Congress, remember Nancy Pelosi, we're going to get back to business tonight, right? Remember, they came back to business that night, and we're going to have, you know, armed guards around, right? So they moved forward back again to the floor for votes. Why were members disallowed to even consider putting forward any motion to the floor when the chamber business was reopened? He said the new session made it clear that only purpose of the new session was to be expedite the certification and dismiss all prior regular session procedure rules. So let's get back. We're only coming in to make sure we certify the election. Now, he says, understand what happened. Don't get hung up on the Viking imposters, you know, the shaman. He said, understand the process and what happened and what was not allowed to happen. He said it was a coup. He said it was very organized, carefully planned coup. He said, step back and understand why these things happened. Examine the chain of events in Congress. Why those two motions that would have at least paused the certification, that would have given Pence the constitutionally recognized power to move to suspend the certification and then examine irregularities and claims of fraud. Remember when all that was in the news? Trump and Pence and Trump, remember all of that. But then it all just went away because there was a riot at the Capitol. Oh, my word, it was insurrection. They framed it all. They framed it all. He was there was no motion on the floor to cause Pence to suspend. So when Pence actually stated, there's nothing I could have done, that's what he was referencing, because there was nothing he could have done. The motions were never allowed to be floored in the reconvened House rules later that evening when they suddenly came back. Why would they suddenly come back late at night after if they were so fearful, right? Oh, let's go back at nighttime. Yeah, that makes more sense, where we just had an insurrection.
Incited the erection. Insurrection.
Yeah. As the first wave of protesters got toward the building shortly after 2 p.m., congressional Republicans were going to present evidence of voting fraud in the election. Ron Johnson, Ted Cruz, the two senators, pledged to reject the Electoral College results from the disputed states. Nobody was more against this, though, than Mitch McConnell. Of course, he gave a big speech about the dire consequences should Republicans succeed in delaying the vote, right? 6 hours later, he got his way. And then McConnell comes back out and said, I tried to disrupt our democracy, right? So anyhow, doesn't that kind of change the way that it did me today? And I was like, man, I got to start the show and I got to share this. And you can go look at this at theconservativetreehouse.com, called The Parliamentary Motive Behind the J6 Fedsurrection. I like that. Fedsurrection. Not insurrection. The Fedsurrection. And he even went one step further here. He said the January 6 pipe bombs, remember those that they found? He said that was the insurance policy in the event they couldn't get the crowd to comply with the FBI provocations. If no one stormed the Capitol, the finding of the pipe bombs, that would have been the emergency needed to stop the process. But why have it that? That could just be some crazy lunatic, right? Don't stop it just for pipe bombs. Let's make it the MAGA crowd, right? So maybe the Pelosi wants all the tapes hidden, because there's a whole lot more of what we've just got a small little glimpse of, right? Maybe there's a whole lot more that explains and shows exactly how it went down. Fox asked McCarthy actually two questions, so he really didn't have to answer the first one. Martina Bartoloma, she goes, do you have any regrets giving the tapes to Tucker? And then what have we learned? Well, which is it, I guess, but that's two questions. But McCarthy talks about transparency. He's gone from public viewing to now news agencies coming to him to view them.
Real quick, there's also a question of honesty. You gave the tapes of January 6th to Tucker Carlson. Do you have any regrets about that? What have we learned from these tapes that have been on Tucker Carlson tonight?
Well, I didn't give the tapes. I allowed him to come see them, just like an exclusive with anybody else. My goal here is transparency, and we will slowly roll out to every individual news agency. They can come see the tapes as well.
So my goal is slow motion transparency for news departments that want to come here. Not the public, because I'm going to take you back to January 12th of this year. Remember coming off the 20 vote battle with Republicans, whether he would lead, and he made some pretty bold proclamations that I was like, wow, I, Trevor Carey, a citizen, get to view my own tapes? Okay.
Congressman Gates said that he said that you would be willing to do that.
Yeah, I think the public should see what has happened on day. I've watched what Nancy Pelosi did, where she politicized it, where for the first time in the history as a speaker, not allowing the minority to appoint to a committee, to pick and choose. We watched the politicization of this. I think the American public should actually see all what happened instead of a report that's written for a political basis. And so I think the answer. We're looking through that. I want to be very thoughtful about it, but yes, I'm engaged to do that.
Okay, they're going to give it to the public, right? Because this administration, this Congress, they're not going to withhold information. That's not going to happen on his watch.
And it's really concerning to me, since we've taken the majority, the things I have learned that government has done, that withheld information from the American people. That will not happen on our watch.
Okay, not going to withhold it from the American people, not going to happen on his watch. Well, I'm watching to see. Now, follow me here again. I know I gave you a whole lot right there with that article to digest in your head about January 6th and what went down for it. But do you think with these tapes here that they want to make them cry for it? Like, hey, that, is that the game plan? Make them want it? Because you got them all going, why don't we have it? You know, Don Lemon on CNN. You release it to everybody at the same time. So make them proclaim out loud so that when they get it, they'll be forced to report on it. And maybe I'm trying to give Tucker and the speaker the benefit of the doubt here, but we'll wait and I guess we'll see. Teenager shot in downtown Fresno and toilets and showers for the transients open for business in downtown Fresno. Wonder why nobody wants to go to downtown Fresno. Congressman Tom McClintock, he's going to be in studio 4 o'clock.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Little De La Soul for a rainy Tuesday, but what a super Tuesday.
Thank you all so much. What a super Tuesday.
Now, I would say that the worst, even worse than being accosted in the middle of the night when you're sleeping on the streets, I would say the number one downside to being a transient out there, being, I don't even like to say homeless anymore because this has become a lifestyle. It's a transient lifestyle. Homelessness used to be a temporary situation people were in. Let's put some taxpayer money forward to create a safety net and give them a hand up. That's what we used to say. Now it's been a whole industry created for this. And I would say, though, the bathroom aspect of it. You know, that's hey, Trev, you want to go camping? Three. When I was in Western New York, I worked with a guy, the news guy there, and he and his buddies that grew up there would always go up to the mountains up there. They called them mountains. They were hills. But they would go camping, and he'd be like, it's a great, it's just us guys. I'm like, is it like one of those, you know, park bathrooms with the, you know, that he's like, nah, they don't really have those. And I'm like, okay, I get what, no, No, I was thinking maybe they'd have a shower and a little portable bath. You know, they do at parks, right? That you got to be careful that there's no, you know, creatures inside when you go in there. So, without going into any further detail, the bathroom aspect is a big deal. And during the COVID lockdown, when you couldn't, and I realized this when my nephew was out here for a bit from Detroit staying with me. I took him to San Francisco during the lockdown. He'd never seen it. We drove around. There was nowhere to go but just to drive around. Actually, it was a good time to go see it. There weren't a lot as many people out, but there was nowhere to go to the bathroom. It was horrible. Because what do we normally think? Fast food restaurant, walk into a Marriott with faking a call on your cell phone. Well, I'm down here in the lobby. Yeah, I'll just wait. Excuse me, where's your restroom? Oh, that move, I'm a pro at that one on the road. But you got to make sure your phone's on silent because you don't want it to ring when you're fake talking to someone in the hotel there, right? Someone's like, that's a good one. Yeah, that is. Let me repeat that again. You walk into the lobby, all casual, like, no, you don't need to have luggage with you because you're somebody that's there locally. You live there. And as you're walking into the front desk, make sure they hear you. You go, well, no, I'm down here. I can just wait for you, okay? And then you go, hold on. Excuse me, where's your restroom? And they'll point you. And normally you get the one downstairs by the swimming pool, you know, that it's a one-person locker, too, a lot of the time. And they got nice paper towels in there. I mean, it is spotless, too. So, no, don't go to the gas station bathroom or the fast food bathroom. Do the hotel move. It's a way to do it. If you're downtown and you need it, you don't have to try and pull that off. Fresno's now providing portable showers and toilets in our downtown. KMPH.com says there's a portable restroom and shower facility meant for the homeless. According to the city, its facility is currently parked right next to the old CVS in downtown Fresno. I wonder why it's the old CVS. Why would CVS pull out of there? It said they'll be available 5 days a week and locations will vary each day. Oh, I'm sure businesses are just in line. Hey, can you put it out by our business? It costs $185,000. It's going to run through September 30th. You know, the amount of individuals that will use this between now and September 30th.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure. defines you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
$185,000? We probably could pay to have them pampered every week somewhere. Go in and have your hair done and your nails done. I bet you for that price, I bet you it'd even be less. They said hygiene kits are also available. The violence, though. Police are looking for a gunman after a teenage boy was found shot in downtown Fresno. Police got a shot spotter call, California and Kern, just before 2 this morning. Minutes later, the EMS called police, said they were told a 16-year-old shooting victim a mile away at Fresno and G Street. He was shot in the shoulder, taken to the hospital. Expected to be okay. They're asking for any witnesses to come forward as they search for the gunman. There's no word or motive or suspect description at this time. We don't know what happened, but once there was a day, right, when I think people would hear this and go, well, it's a school night. Why is a 16-year-old out at 2? You know, that used to be the old thought now, right? Now, it might have taken me a few lookings at this article for me to even have that. To even have that thought, right? Maybe he was in his front yard. Maybe he was going out to let his dog back in and somebody went by and shot at him. I don't know. I'm not saying the parents are bad people. I know they are crushed right now having their kid shot. But I wonder why he was out at that time. And that's an okay question to ask about our children out on the streets. Isn't there used to, I don't even know if it would even matter anymore. But is there a curfew law in this? I've never asked that in the city of Fresno. I know that a lot of cities had curfew laws. If you were 10 o'clock under some age, you couldn't be out by yourself. Well, that's the least of the crimes these days, right? Congressman Tom McClintock's going to be in 4 o'clock, and I got a few updates for you next on the storm, on Mitch McConnell, and the book sales of DeSantis versus Trump. Can you guess which of those two made comments about the sales? Can you guess? Was it Ron or was it Don? Huh?
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Yeah, and as you go through your life here in California, make sure that highway is not flooded. Yeah, the people, I saw some video of people, and it's always the guys in the trucks. It's never a woman in a truck. It's always a guy in a truck going, drop the rope here. Let me out. Please help me, Lord. Please don't let me die. Right. They're all, I'm not making it through this. You know, they've been to the Monster Truck Show and they want to see all that happen in real life. And it doesn't always work out that way. The wind's kicking up, saying in the valley, 20 to 45 miles an hour, according to the in Hanford. Put it out here, 12:30, there were power outages, mostly in the foothills. Boy, every bad news is comma mostly in the foothills. It's foothills have a rough time, right? Sheriff John Zanotti made this this order here. He issued it today to close the King River and San Joaquin River effective immediately in the best interest of public safety. He said no more river access. It's being denied, and there'll be a minimum fine of $225 if you're caught in them. I don't know who right now would be like, hey, let's go out in the river. But there are, for them to have to do that, there are, right? It's just like when you see when you're walking outside of a little league park on the in the outfield, and you see a sign, "Watch out for baseballs; they can hurt or something." You're like, every time you see something like that, you're like, somebody sued them or something. That's why you see that. So yeah, the sheriff has to tell people, don't go out in the middle of the river in a flood. It's now illegal to do that. And see, that makes sense. I like when the state steps in like that, not when you can't sing or chant at church. We got serious, though, flood threats. This has been a historical season. I mean, this is the one that that will be talked about. I now know, even though I didn't live in California in 1998, but December 20th, 1998, snow. I know that now. Everybody, that was a big story, that last time that it snowed here. But we'll remember the winter of 23, I guess we'll call it, right? That's, yeah, of course, that's when it happened. Prayer was answered. I know there are those that jokingly say, hey, stop praying for rain right now. This National Weather Service declared a high risk of excessive rainfall over on the coast and the mountains, in the flooding in the valleys also happening. They had winds at 74 miles an hour at lunchtime today at San Francisco International. That imagine being a pilot of one of those big old double deckers from the Far East coming in with a 74 mile an hour wind. I've seen some of those things on YouTube. Now that it knows me, it shows those planes and some of those airports that have to come in sideways. It's I'm like, that's I'll take a car, a boat, and a donkey before I got to get on that airplane that comes in sideways to land. But I'm sure they had to, you know, and they were gusting up to 30, 40 miles an hour before they closed it down. They actually did a ground stoppage as well. But NASA Weather Service, it's not really the wind now. It's the big thing. It's the water. And they're talking about catastrophic flooding impacts, because just because it stopped raining, that still means the water's not coming down that way. So in the interest of public safety, Sheriff Zanoni closed the King River, stated as well, as because the runoff downstreams that's happening there. So do not go in them, and you will be in trouble if you do. The King and San Joaquin Rivers, there's been some power outages that have gone down around as well. FEMA supplies are headed to Fresno County. They're talking about today they're sending 60 supply trailers here, and they're going to be at the Fresno Fairgrounds, and they got food, water, other supplies for about 20,000 for up to 3 days supply there. So if you or someone that you do know is in much more dire straits than the majority of us here in Fresno have had some, puddles in the road, right? And maybe some leakage at home, and some water might have crept in. But all around us, and especially to our east, and especially down in Tulare County as well, to the foothill areas, you know, they had creeks where the levees broke. So it's a vast difference of the effect of the weather. It's like in Buffalo once, I told you about that snow that covered the garage door when like 7 feet, I know 15 feet happened in Yosemite, but just a few miles away, like 8 miles away from that Buffalo 7 feet where I lived, it was just mere inches, because it's called lake effect. So say you can live in one area and the weather can really affect people differently. We'll keep the updates going. We got Congressman Tom McClintock. He's going to be coming in studio 4 o'clock. Looking forward to sit down with him and appreciate the time. And notice that, constituents out there, that he makes himself available and likes to talk to the voters out there. So I applaud that. Mitch McConnell's in an in-hab rehab facility. He had a concussion and a rib fracture. He tripped at a dinner in D.C., 81 years old. And anytime like that, you get any kind of fracture, people know, people in their lives, right? You've had older folks in your lives, in your family, that they've been going along fine, and then something like that happens. Normally it's a hip that happens with a fall. Glad that didn't happen. And even though I don't like him politically, I would never wish ill will, and hope he recovers from this. But a concussion at that age as well, you don't know what it's going to do to the brain. You don't know what that rib fracture is going to do. His return, until he returns, Republicans only have 48 in there. Democrats have 51, but Fetterman's out and Feinstein They're out. They said they're going to be returning soon here. But that's an update. He's going to a rehab facility. So that actually sounds a little worse maybe than what we originally thought, right? We got the war of Republicans going on. And I'm not going to – I'll let him give the announcement, Congressman McClintock. But he's made an early, I would say, proclamation for his choice to be the Republican nominee in 2024. We'll talk to the congressman about that and many other things, but CNBC putting out here that DeSantis' first week memoir sales far outpaced books by Trump, Pence, Clinton, and Obama. Well, looky there. You know who that probably got riled up a little bit, right? Do you think it was Mike Pence? Do you think Mike Pence was storming her? Look at CNBC. You think Hillary noticed it? No, she's over in Abu Dhabi claiming that the weather affects women differently than men. Do you think Barack noticed it or cared about it? He might have. Yeah. Out of that order, I would put it in Pence could care the least, then Hillary, then Barack would care probably the most, and then Trump first. But here's what happened. Hillary sold 86,000 copies in her first week in 2014. The Courage to Be Free by DeSantis, Florida's Blueprint for America's Survival, sold 94,300 copies in its first week. Now, what they were comparing at CNBC was DeSantis' book with a 2015 book that Trump put out called Crippled America, and that sold 27,000 copies in its first week. Now, that I wonder when that came out its first week, if that was before he announced his candidacy. I don't know. It doesn't say here what date. I know it was, what, the middle of June of 2015 when Trump came down the escalator, right? And my words were on the air just a few hours after that. I felt like I took a political shower. That's exactly what I, my words on that. Mike Pence's book, So Help Me God, released last November, sold 37,000 in its first week. And Mike Pompeo's sold 34,000 in its first week. Barack Obama's book, The Audacity of Hope, sold 67,000 in its first week. So we got DeSantis at 94, Obama at 67. Let's see, who? Pompeo was at 34,000, Mike Pence at 37,000, and Trump was at 27. So he was lower. So I'm sure that he just ignored it. Right. Just ignored it and goes, I'm in a campaign. I'm not going to. That was 2015 before I was even president. I got a new book coming out this summer. I'll send out a what do we call? I always want to say tweet, but it's not. He sent out a message on Truth Social. I guess that's how we say that. Right. And I'm sure he said, congratulations, Ron, on your book. I got a new one coming out this summer. We'll get the Republican message out there. Love you, Don. Hey, want to play golf this weekend? No, he took to Truth Social. Okay, ready? I'm just going to read it. Some in the fake news are falsely stating that Ron DeSanctimonious' book is doing as well as Letters to Trump, my new book. This is fake news. And fake news are in capital. This is fake news in that Letters, all capital letters, Letters, his new book, doesn't even come out until April 25th. Ron has groups buying his book in order to inflate sales, and in fact, on the first day, his book was already 30% discounted. Letters to Trump, all capital letters, has much different pricing, and it's a coffee table book. The so-called stars correspond with me. You'll love it. Okay. Every report, though, that was out that he said that they're lying in this and it's fake news, it was clearly pointing to his book from 2015. And his new book isn't even out until April 25th, so you wouldn't even have anything to compare it to. Did somebody not say, hey, they're talking about your old book, your new one's not out yet, chill? No one talks to him like that, I'm sure. Maybe, I don't know, do you think? I think the only person that could do that is Barron. I don't think Trump Jr. or Eric or Ivanka could be like, Dad, chill. I think Barron, for some reason, could be like, Dad, chill. Because maybe he doesn't say anything all day except that. Wasn't he a hidden kid at the White House, right? Jenna and Barb Bush, the twin, remember Bush? They Malaya and what was the other Obama girl's name? Malika and Malaya, I think. They would seem to be, well, they all hide them pretty good. And there, I remember one of the Bushes, though, while in there, got in trouble down in Texas, like with a fake ID or something. That happened. I think Nixon's daughter got married. I know that. I've seen that video in the White House, right? But yeah, hey, Dad, chill, your book's not out yet. Then Trump put a link for users to pre-order his new book. So he realizes it's not out yet. It's a pre-order, right? Yeah, right? Stop punching down, right? That's what he does. He punches down. And to me, that's kind of trivial because he's not even comparing it to his new book. But hey, I'm voting for him twice, and we will see how it all works out coming up. We do know that he secured our border, or at least, I mean, gave it his best. I go back to thinking when Nancy Pelosi's like, we're not even going to give you a dollar. Remember when she said that? Not even going to give you a dollar. Wow, that's evil, Nancy. Speaking of evil, I've never touched a Ouija board. I never will. 28 high school girls did. I'll tell you what the outcome was. Congressman Tom McClintock, he's in studio right after 4.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, CNN said just last year, talking about Biden's work habits at the White House, said he was early to bed, unlike Trump, who used to work throughout the night, is what they said. So he's early to bed and late to rise. Huh? Yeah, listen to what Psaki gave it up.
Now, it's important to note, President Biden does nothing at 9 a.m. He is a night owl. So the fact that he is doing this at 9 a.m. anyway speaks to how vital the White House recognizes it is for him to have his voice out there conveying that to the American public.
Yeah, he made a speech about the bank failure at 9 a.m. and she said...
Now, it's important to note, President Biden does nothing at 9 a.m.
Nothing. Okay. Think of all the world problems that we wake up to. Maybe even at 6 out here, and we're going, well, Biden's on top of it. He's just waiting to have somebody in the White House get his Pop-Tarts ready for him. Boy, thanks, Psaki. I'm sure that's what he said. I asked Squires off air if he ever messed with the Ouija board. He said, a kid maybe felt tempted but never did. He said as occultic as he ever got was the Magic 8-Ball. Remember that? You'd ask a question, shake it up, right? I've never played with a Ouija board. I know I've seen them, and I can't even remember where at kids' houses. Yeah, there were some parents that let them have them, but I thank you, Mom and Dad, for telling me what that kind of stay away from that. 28 teenagers in Columbia were admitted to the hospital. Major suffering, anxiety, fainting, anxiety, other symptoms. So they called them witches and burned them at the stake. Well, that's what they did back in the day. Why can't I think of Salem, Massachusetts. That's right. A 28 of them playing around with it, and they said that there was nothing medical that they could even put together with the fainting. Why they were going just flat out. That's passing out. You know, fainting means, just out for. They said the girls were out, and they said when they came to, they had major anxiety from this. And they said, this one nurse said that we see in a week maybe 3 children coming in after fainting. This blew us away. And they said it's not due to any kind of lack of food. It's not due to any kind of dehydration as well. So, okay. Don't play with the old Ouija board. I that came out, I think, in the 50s, if I'm thinking correct here. The Ouija board, and that's called the word that's why the Bible put in dabbling. I think the word the translation does it, dabbling. Don't dabble and don't sleep until 9 o'clock, because when you do, you're going to get investigated. That's what it seems happened. This is also big news. Congressman James Comer, Kentucky, talking about the Biden crime syndicate.
It's going down.
We are finally having people cooperate with us. I think we all know the Biden administration stonewalling. Janet Yellen is stonewalling, not turning over the bank violations. But fortunately, since we've last spoken, we actually have bank records in hand. We have individuals who are working with our committee. In the last 2 weeks, we've met with either these individuals personally or with their attorneys. And that would be 4 individuals who had ties in in with the Biden family on their various schemes around the world.
Huh. That led Biden to say, stop it. Stop it now. Well, it's not going to be stopped there, Joe. And you can breathe a sigh of relief. You know, we came very close for Republicans not winning the House in the midterms. You do realize if that had not happened, that none of this would be happening, this investigations. And can you imagine? Flat out proven in Congress, irrefutable fact that the president of the United States and his family is financially tied to a foreign communist enemy. That made me say, woohoo, you, what is going on? Well, we're trying to get to the bottom of it. He's coming in studio, looking forward to this. Appreciate his time. Serves California's 5th District in the U.S. Congress. Representative Tom McClintock. Who would he back? Who would he vote on today for president of the United States? Well, he made the announcement. We'll dig more into it next, right here.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.